B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Is he durable enough for this league?
I'm not sure. I mean, again, we were saying that stuff about Russell Wilson when he got drafted, but...
But again, Russ makes people miss.
Yeah, and he was also considered a third-round talent, whereas Tua is a first-round talent. That's why he might drop a little bit.
Exactly.
So I'm with you. I think Herbert can go before Tua.
All right, so let's figure this out. Does Herbert go at 5?
Does he go at 5 if Detroit trades out?
Or is it Okuda that they take at 5?
That makes sense because the Chargers, you brought up the Chargers being a team that's interested in Herbert.
Right.
So unless they do the smoke screen like, hey, L.A., we're getting a call from X team that wants, you know, Herbert, they want to trade up.
See, I think Detroit's looking like, all right, listen, it's great that Chargers behind me want a quarterback and I'm sitting before because I can hold up the Chargers.
Yep. And so they can get even more capital exactly. After moving back from 3.
Right, they're going to trade from 3 to 5 with Miami, and then they trade from 5 to 6. They go, listen, we're getting calls. Do you want to move up, or do you want to roll the dice? That you're the Chargers, and Herbert's your man. You got to move up, right?
Yeah, especially. Yeah, exactly. If that's who they think is their guy, right. Yes.
So since we're looking for picks and names, let's put down Herbert at 5, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the Cousin Tunis mock so far. Burrow, Young, Thomas, Wirfs, Herbert. That's how it's going. It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're at Beasley Media Group Station. All right, where are we going?
Oh, we got Josh and Audubon.
Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh.
Well, what's going on, guys? How we doing?
Hey, buddy. You ready for tonight?
It's like Christmas morning, man. This weekend's going to be wild, actually. You got the draft, and obviously everybody's all tuned into the MJ doc, so it's going to be like a 4-day holiday weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Awesome, looking brother.
Looking forward to it. But I have a wall up. My defense wall is up right now. You know, I'm really excited for the draft, but almost preparing for the worst.
I know.
You know, I've talked with you. I'm on the same page. Like, I really, really, really want one of these guys. I grew up in the McNabb era, and I had to watch him, you know, waste away his years with one season with T.O. and no help around him. And I just can't do that with Carson. I can't have that. So we need our guy. But, you know, I've come to the realization where, you know, I don't think these guys are going to be available, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he can move up. I really am. I'm praying he moves up.
I think we all are. And it's funny, as I'm on hold, I probably went through like 5 or 6 drafts and I finally found one that actually shows the Eagles trading all the way up to 10 and getting C.D. Lamb with Cleveland.
Yeah, I think that's got a shot, right?
Well, we have a relationship. We've traded with Cleveland a lot in the past. So I don't know what is going on with the front offices, and who knows.
No, and listen, that's real. Trust me, that's real. That guys, you know, they're being buddies like that. That stuff's legit.
And it's not. It makes sense for Cleveland too. I mean, they don't. You know, they're not taking a receiver. I don't believe any of the stuff with Odell. I think you know they're going to roll with him, and you know they can definitely trade down. I think they need a tackle. And with, hold on, let me see if I can think of the names. You got the 3, Thomas, who you guys were just talking about, Willis, and there's another guy that Tampa Bay is projected to take. So, you know, if those three
there's
tackles.
There's going to be 4 tackles, right? The 4 tackles. Well, I think, right, think about it. You got Thomas's goes first, right?
Thomas will go first.
Then you got Wirfs. I think he goes second. Then you got Becton, who's the project, mm-hmm. and Wills, the kid from Alabama.
Right, and Cleveland isn't going to take the project in Becton. So if it comes to 10 and those other guys are taken, it could be an option. And they can go down, and then you have guys later in the first round. I think this mock has Austin Jackson if you flip with them at 21. So it's a possibility. But again, my defense shield is up. You know, so I'm going to sit there with no expectations, and I'm going to go nuts if we do get our guy. If we don't, you know, whatever, I'm prepared for it. But can I take a pick in your mock? Where are we at here?
Yeah, let's do this. So we're now at 6, all right? So right now the Chargers have moved up, and they've taken Herbert at 6. The Lions are back at 6 now. They moved back from 3 to 5 and 5 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going?
So Akuda's still there, right? So they traded back twice, and they're still getting Akuda.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, the Lions are in a great spot. I mean, they can, you know, trade back twice and still get their guy who they would probably want to take at 3 anyway.
Exactly. Exactly. So and at 6, you get a corner like that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, obviously they lost Slay. I think they signed Trufant in free agency, but,
right.
you know, that's,
but you
still...
Exactly.
They need and I think Akuda's a stud. So, I mean, to get the guy that they probably would like anyway, trade down twice and more picks, that's a good spot.
I like it. That's a good selection by you, brother. Thank you. Akuda goes to the Lions.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
So, I mean, I think it's the way we have it right now. I think there's a real shot at this.
Plus, you have Matt Patricia as the head coach out there, right? And
right.
Matt Patricia wants to build a defense.
Well, I mean, think about it. I mean, I think they'll probably need a little protection, but their defense was tragically bad.
Oh, it was awful. It was awful. And then, you know, and then you lose Darius Slay, who was actually one of the better players on that defense.
I know. I mean, I don't know how you pass up. If you're there, and I can totally see this happening, that at 3... Since you don't really need you already have tackles, that the Dolphins looking to get Thomas makes sense, and then the Chargers looking to get Herbert makes sense. So now you're sitting at 6, and you get Akuda, like he just said, which I'm totally on board. I think that's a plausible kind of path for the first 6 picks.
Yeah, I mean, they could go. Again, we talked about how many needs they have. They could go all over the place. I mean, they can go D-tackle, too. Didn't they lose Damon Harrison, Snacks? Isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not there anymore, so that's a position that they could go after. I don't know. There's all kinds of areas, and Derek Brown's one of those defensive tackles that could go early. So I don't know if that would make sense. But losing Slay, to me, is a reason why they should go corner. And, you know, like Josh brought up, they bring in Trufant. So now you can have the veteran corner on one side and the stud rookie corner on the other. And that's something that you build in Detroit.
Well, now it's interesting because now Matt is on the clock. So Matt Rhule is on the clock at 7.
I think they stay.
Well, I do too. But it's going to be interesting. I'm going to tell you that he goes defense.
I 100% agree.
All right. And I'm going to tell you that he goes 2 players. You ready?
Okay.
It's either Simmons, who may be the best player in the draft.
Okay.
Or Kinlaw.
So he doesn't go Derek Brown?
No. It was funny. I was thinking Derek Brown at one point, but Kinlaw is picking up a lot of steam.
Okay. Dude. That makes sense.
People love Kinlaw. The guys I'm talking to. And these are trench warfare guys.
Yes.
All right.
Well, that's why, like Matt Rhule, I mean, I get it.
He's a trenchman.
College is different than NFL.
But that's a trenchman.
Right. And
by nature.
I saw what he did here at Temple, and he beefed up that defensive front, especially the defensive tackles.
He's a trenchman.
It was nice to have Hassan Reddick who could play the edge. He could play linebacker, too.
Right.
And who got drafted 13th overall a few years ago. So it was nice to have that. But he was a guy that really had that beefy defensive tackle position set up.
Correct.
So that's why I think they go D-tackle over linebacker. But then again,
but
he's a defensive
thing,
mind.
Dude, here's the problem. Is that as good as Kinlaw is, Simmons is a stud. Like, Simmons, you're drafted at 7, and you might have the best player in the draft.
Yeah, that's what you were saying yesterday.
Even more to Chase Young. Chase Young's a freak. But you're drafted at 7, and you're looking at he's a great player. I mean, he's an anchor. See, here, you know, sometimes we have these conversations, and like, I poo-poo linebacker. But there's a reason why I'm poo-pooing linebacker. Jim Schwartz is your defensive coordinator.
Yep.
And Jim Schwartz doesn't like to give you a lot of pressures. And listen to what I'm saying. I talk to guys all the time. And this week, all right, the guys that I talk to that have a really understand this sport, when you look at how they line up their ends, there's a reason why he doesn't like to bring pressure. Now, sometimes he's got to, and it's more time and place, right? Like, you got a young quarterback, and you're looking to take a risk. And, you know, he blitzed more last year out of necessity than he's ever done. But he would love to play it straight and have his four guys get home because it just gives you that much more time to cover, right? So, you know, that all works in tandem. But they're in a lot of sub-packages. And he doesn't, you know, the linebacker in this scheme is not as important.
Yeah.
They were still good against the run.
Yeah, with Nate Gary.
They were still good against the run. So my only point to you is I like linebacker. I'm not telling you it's a completely devalued position. It is. But for certain teams, it's how you build. If you get a guy like Simmons, I mean – who's the kid I used to love him at Carolina? The line, not Keekly, the other one. He was the Sam linebacker.
Thomas Davis?
Yes, thank you.
Thomas Davis Sr.
Yes.
Played in the Super Bowl with a broken arm.
Yes, I love Thomas Davis. And that's who this kid is, but wow. Faster.
That says something.
All right? And so Simmons is the guy that you go, he's my Sam linebacker, and I got him for 10 years. And he's a pro bowler. That's who he is. And so I'm drafted at 7, and I got this kid who could cover, cover the tight end. He can cover some slot guys. You know, he's fast. He can do everything. He's just a great tackler. He's physical. I anchor my defense, the middle of my defense, with Simmons. And I don't have to think about it for 10 years.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting because Keekly kind of pulled the rug under Rule when he came in, right? Like, Rule gets hired, and not a week later, Keekly retires. I know Keekly's middle linebacker, but still, it's, you know, again, you anchored the defense around that linebacker. And that's been sort of a key in Carolina the last couple of years.
Yeah. All right. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. So we're going to put Simmons down with Carolina, right?
Yeah, I mean, I go Simmons or one of those top two defensive tackles, but for the exercise, I'll go Simmons with you.
I'm telling you, he's going Simmons.
Yeah, I think you know a little bit more. When it comes to certain conversations with,
I mean,
the coach.
Listen, I'm not gonna, I mean, everybody knows I'm a friendly with the guy, so, but he's not going to give me his pick right now.
Right.
And I'm not going to go out and blab it. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
He's never going to talk to me again. But, you know, I care for, you know, I'm friendly with the guy in another way. But I kind of have an idea, and, you know, again, things change, and I think he's going defense. I'll just put it like that. All right. So for this exercise, we'll put Simmons down.
Okay.
All right?
I'm in.
All right,
does he have a jump shot? Sorry.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick TO. Boy, I can you hear the excitement in my voice? I feel like a kid in the candy store. I look up the clock. It's 11:13.
Yeah, I know. The show's flying by. When you hear that noise, you all get all geeked up.
I'm like, slow it down, man. Slow it down. Well, I could be on until draft night, until Goodell shows his face.
Want me to text Mike, see if he wants to do 3-6 instead of 2-6?
All right, it's Cuz Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
O'clock across the Delaware Valley, 11:20 to be specific. In our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. Happy, happy, happy NFL draft to all across the Delaware Valley. Always a banner day in Philadelphia. Go back to our banner days of all the drafts past. Tunis, I have a list of them right here. Tunis, go back in history, because at some point I want to talk about every draft. Let us go back. How far should I go back? 95. All right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Mamula draft. What grade would you give this draft?
Okay.
Mike Mamula at number 7 overall.
All right.
Bobby Taylor at number 50. Barrett Brooks.
Okay.
At number 58, both second rounders. And then a lot of misses. Chris Jones in the third round. Greg Jefferson in the third round. So not a lot of great. How would you grade that draft?
Am I grading at the time, or am I grading what we know?
What we know. D?
Yeah, probably D. I mean, I feel for them for the Mamula thing, right? Kind of.
I mean, listen, he went up playing. I mean, he wasn't horrible. Mike wasn't horrible,
right? But he was the combine king, right?
And he
figured it out, and he trained for the combine. He got 7th overall.
I give D because at 7 overall, he's got to be better. He's he doesn't stink, but he's got to be better. Taylor's great.
Bobby Taylor almost gets them up to the T.
And everybody else stinks. I'm sorry, Barrett. You don't stink. He plays in the league, but you know what I'm saying.
Super Bowl champion, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But like Greg Jefferson stunk, Chris Jones stunk. Yeah, like they didn't hit on anything after that.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to pull up who was drafted after him. Mamula, followed by Joey Galloway. That would have been a nice little pickup.
Yeah.
Kyle Brady, J.J. Stokes.
Well, this is in the first round?
Yep, but Warren Sapp fell to 12. Hall of Famer Warren Sapp.
Well, we wanted Sapp.
Yes.
Philadelphia wanted Sapp. We were on the Sapp train.
How about this? Falling to 16 by the New York Jets former Eagle Hugh Douglas.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's some other player. Oh, Ty Law went 23rd.
I know.
Wow.
So you got to go. And again, Taylor and Brooks were Barrett and Bobby were both second round.
Yes.
They had two third rounders. They got nothing out of the third round. What's your grade?
Yeah, I'm going D with you. If anything, I'll go D minus.
All right, you want to do letter grade or you want to do numerical grade?
I'll go letter grade.
Because we can always do, you know, where they would line up 1 to 10 and average at the end.
Yeah.
All right, let's do 1 to 10. What are they? What's that draft? A 2?
Yeah.
A 2, right?
Yeah, I'll go 2 because of what we know. Again, Mamula ended up, you said he played. There was 3 Hall of Famers in that draft.
Right. So 2. They get a 2 out of 10. All right?
All right, I'm in.
All right, good. All right, consensus. Let's go to Nick in Collinsville. Nicky, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Happy draft day, Nicky.
Yeah, I'm so happy, fellas, man. I haven't talked to you all week, and I'm so excited, like, kind of, you know, excitement and a little frustration, but, and you guys have been hilarious, you know, since, you know, all 3 days and today. Quick question. Oh, first of all, just some civility out there. One of our somebody we know as, you know, a high-end cheese store in Center City has some stuff going on. It's real disrespectful, man. Woman spitting on, well, the woman spitting on staff members in the high, you know, high-end cheese store in Center City.
Emilio's? What's going on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look it up. The Bruno Brothers, yeah. They had a woman come in and was just spitting, saying, yeah, whatever. Listen, I need more Tony Taxi and Donald in my life today. I just need it. Just cause the way you guys interact is hilarious. And my last thing before I get into the draft. Chunis, when Anthony said Coachella yesterday, did you know what that was?
Yes, I know what Coachella
is. Okay, all right, that's all.
Did I really date myself by saying Coachella?
No, no, I'm not dating yourself, but I know he leans country.
So, you know,
alt-modern,
right.
Alt-modern West Coast. You know, I don't know if you knew that. So.
Right.
Look, I am, I'm out on CeeDee Lamb a little bit. I like Judy Ruggs, in whichever order you want to give me. Ruggs.
How come?
Well, a couple things. So, I'm trying to watch a lot more game tape, not plays. But look, he's out. I saw him against Baylor, and he missed the first Baylor game. But so I watched a lot of that conference. I watched a lot of Texas and Texas Tech and all that. So I saw him play enough, and it seemed like he was always in motion. And I know that's the new college game. I understand all that, but he was always in motion. He was always kind of like, he didn't just line up on the outside and go. You know, I feel like Ruggs does more of that, just lined up, a lot less motion, and he beat his man off the line. Plus then, I mean, he missed the first Baylor game. And so up in the air, why? Supposedly he missed practice that week, and, you know, he kind of warmed up the day of the game, and then he basically got benched. So I don't know what that means exactly.
I mean, it doesn't bother me. I get what you're saying. Obviously, it's a salient argument against. I just still think he's got incredible upside, explosive.
Yeah, look, again, that's we see that. Look, we were just talking about SAP, where if you start focusing, if you don't just watch every snap and go, this guy just dominates every play, and I don't care if he was, you know, in the dorm room with some guys, you know, puffing away. So this guy looks like he could just, if he has his mind on straight, he could just come out and want to dominate, like we saw a lot of wide receivers do this year. But I like Ruggs better, like you do. And I just, if I had a choice, I would go Judy over CD. You know?
All right, I got you. It's good stuff.
Yeah, that's my only thing. Yeah.
All right,
did anybody take Willis?
Not yet. Now here's Arizona. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Arizona's on the clock at 8.
Well, they can go. Look, they can go CD. They can go. Brown is still on the table because Carolina took Simmons, right?
Right. Now they could use a tackle.
And they can go Willis. They can go
right. Any
three. I'm thinking.
And now you got Brown it's Brown or Willis.
Yeah, so the question is, do you want to protect
or Becton, too? By the way, this Becton, people like this Becton.
Yeah, but I think at this point, this far down, if he wants to protect, if the coach wants to protect his new quarterback, he goes Willis. If he wants more impact players on defense, he goes Brown. If he thinks he wants a playmaker, he goes with a wide receiver here. But I think he's going to go Arizona goes. I'm going to say Brown. I think that they think they can do enough, make enough plays on offense, and they just need an impact.
So you got Brown. Hold on, because we'll kick that around.
Okay.
But let me give you a draft. The 96 draft. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
Jermaine Mayberry at 25 in the first round.
Okay, that puts me in, you know, bottom head, like high B at the moment already.
Second, Jason Dunn, tight end at 54.
He was okay. Yeah.
Stunk.
No, he was okay. All right.
But, are you ready?
Yep.
At 61, Brian Dawkins. Second rounder out of Clemson.
And HOFer.
Right.
Like sit on Saturday. Who else came in after? Is that it?
No. Anybody you else? Also got Bobby Hoying in the third round 85 overall. They took Bobby Hoyt.
That's a little minus there.
And a lot minus, right? And yeah. Then in the fourth round, a dude named Ray Farmer.
All right. Was he a linebacker, played a few downs or something?
He's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah. So you got one player. Now, granted, it's a Hall.
Mayberry.
He's a Hall. Well, Mayberry wasn't any good.
Well, he started for how many years did he start for? I know he wasn't, top.
I thought he was a problem. That's why he started. He only started because he was the first round pick.
That's a good point. You're right. He did have a lot. So, look, you're looking at just a B. I don't want to say B minus.
Well, 1 to 10.
Oh, 1 to 10, yeah. So we're looking at 7.
You get that trip? I think Dawkins is worth 5 points, and the rest of the draft is 0. No?
Yeah, if anything, you go, 6. You don't give the rest of that 2 more points.
I mean, I don't know. Am I looking at this wrong?
Well, here's the reason why.
Brian Dawkins is the pick of all picks,
yes.
Right? Second-round pick, and you nail him, and it's the greatest. But you flubbed on Mayberry. You flubbed on Dunn. You flubbed on Hoying. You flubbed on Farmer.
You know who's one pick after Jermaine Mayberry?
Who?
How about that Hall of Fame middle linebacker, Ray Lewis?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
One pick after.
I mean, I want to give that pick, you get a plus 5 for Dawkins. But then the other picks are negatives. I don't know.
I'm not going 7.
I'd give it a 4.
Yeah, it probably makes more sense.
Right? Dawkins, 5 points. Like if they do anything else, they get a 7. But Mayberry, Jason Dunn, Hoying, Farmer is horrible. If you go, hey, I got Ray Lewis and Brian Dawkins, now you're talking,
right? You're at a 12.
Right. But I go 4.
I don't know. Bobby Hoying was pretty good in NFL Blitz on the
N64. You agree?
Yes.
All right. Now, what about Nikki's pick in the mock? Of Brown. Now, Brown's great value, but I'm afraid you're looking more tackle.
Offensive line, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they want to help out Kyler Murray.
I think they would take Becton, to be honest.
They just got DeAndre Hopkins. Kyler Murray's a nice little, nice young player who was able to escape a lot last year, but he escaped purely on his athleticism. What if he doesn't have to escape every single play? He had no protection last
right.
year. And still put together a pretty good season.
I think they go Becton. I think Becton, I know he's a project, but, man, I mean, people like him a lot.
You went high on the quarterback last year. You spent a lot on the wide receiver. Not a lot draft capital, but you're going to spend a lot of money to get, to have DeAndre Hopkins long term. I think if you're Arizona right now, you're trying to boost up that offense. I'm with you. They go offensive line and probably tackle.
All right. Are you good with Becton? Because I think it's Becton over Wills.
Sure. Makes sense.
Young team. You get the young tackle that projects. Let's go Becton at 8.
Okay. Yeah, but I'm offensive line, not right. defense for Arizona just
all
yet.
All right, now we're at 9. You ready? Now we're at 9. Now, I will tell you this. Now, I will tell you. You ready? Baldy. You want to hear his first 9? His first, or R8 is this. Barrow, Young, Thomas, Wirfs, Herbert, Okuda, Simmons, Becton. You ready?
Okay.
Baldy. I think I just like saying Baldy. Baldy goes, oh, Baldy. Barrow, Young, Okuda, Wirfs, Herbert, Tua,
wow.
Simmons, Wills. So he's got Wills going to Arizona. We got Becton. We both got Simmons, but he's got two and Herbert that high. I don't think so.
And he's going, who's going, Tua's going to where, Miami or L.A.?
To L.A.
Okay, so he didn't make any trades, right?
Herbert going to Miami.
So right. Herbert to Miami, Tua to L.A. Yeah. Giants staying put at four.
Yeah.
So you're going, so he's going Detroit, Okuda, third overall.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're, this is what we need. We need to beat Baldy.
Okay.
All right? In our mock, in the Cuz Chulis mock. Because, yeah, we have high standards, right? And we love our Baldy.
Yes.
So, you know, we got high standards here. I got a couple sleepers, too, by the way. A couple guys I ran by Baldy, and I got, first I got that Sal Pal, and then later on I got a text saying, I think you're right about this kid.
Wow, it changed the mind.
Yeah, because I just talked to his coach, and I felt like $1 million.
Oh, man.
All right. Who's next?
Jason in Lancaster.
Jason, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Jason.
How's it going, guys? Good morning.
What's up, Jace?
I'm doing well, man. I'm pretty excited. I just got off work, so I'm going to try to take a nap and wake up and obviously watch the draft. But here's my question. I don't know. I haven't been listening lately. Has anyone thrown out the idea of, like, packaging pretty much your first-round pick this year, second-round pick, your third-round pick, to get up to the 13th pick for the Niners? Has anyone talked about that and potentially even throwing in next year's first-round pick to get their 31st pick this year? Because the Niners have no draft picks in the second, third, or fourth round.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because we brought that up earlier in the week. Agree with you. I think that's my target spot because I think you can get one of the two, Ruggs
or Lamb.
There. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're dead right about that, brother.
I would think, though, if you have the ability, because if the Eagles know that they're trading up to get CeeDee Lamb, the Birds know that they're playing for the Super Bowl. So if they're even concerned about next year's first-round pick, at the end of the day, if you move back in to get that 31st pick and you give up next year's first-round pick and maybe you get a K.J. Hamler, K.J. Hamler is going to learn from Deshaun. That's huge for a kid like him. If he, you know, obviously he could potentially be a second round
pick. I'm not that big. I'll be honest with you. I don't really like Hamler.
You don't like Hamler?
Nah. He's small, man.
He is, but so was Deshaun. Remember?
I know, but just because one guy's small don't mean the other guy's is Deshaun. You know what I'm saying?
But he has some moxie, dude. Like KJ, he's a baller. He fights for those.
Now, guys. Let me ask you a real question. Do you have Penn State bias?
Well, I'm a Penn State fan.
I'm a football fan. Listen, you know your stuff. I'm not denying that a little bit. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, sometimes we let our biases creep in a little bit.
Sure. I completely get that. I just think, but even, again, so maybe not KJ Hamler, but like I know you guys mentioned the kid from Arizona State. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah, yeah.
I think though, if the Birds figure out a way to get like the Niners 13th and 31st, even if they had to throw in next year's first, like they're playing for a Super Bowl, and so are the Niners. But the Niners know right now that they don't have any picks. They right. need those picks that they can get from us. I think it makes a lot of sense. I wouldn't be surprised if
I like your original thought, though. I like your idea of getting up to 13. I think there's a marriage there. I think getting 31 is a little industrious, but I do think the marriage.
Let me ask you, would you consider, though, next year's first round pick?
I don't want to give up next year's first round pick. The only way I would do that is if I walked away with Lamb. Or Ruggs and Ngakoue.
Okay.
You know okay. what I'm saying? Like, yeah, if I got Ngakoue,
yeah.
I'm in. Like, I got a stud edge rusher that for 10 years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think that the Niners have those, they have the picks that allow the Eagles to do something like that. And, yeah. I mean, ultimately, I think if it required the next year's first, to do that, I think you got to do that. I don't know.
Hey, don't worry about it. How old are you? So I give you a draft in your wheelhouse.
Sorry.
He had to leave.
He had to go.
Sorry.
I
appreciated the you know.
Yes.
So my question for those people. So he had to bleep it out, right?
Yeah.
So my man Jace, he just, you know, got a little excited. And listen, we do that. We like to make you feel comfortable, like you're sitting at the other end of the bar.
Yep.
And so every once in a while, foul language will, you know, kind of creep into it.
Yes.
And so my man, I said, are you a longtime Eagles fan? And he went, bleep, yeah.
Well, do it live.
So we had to bleep that,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Sometimes you drop a certain word, I'll bleep it, and I'll let you keep going.
Right.
But then there's some words where I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Just gotta, yeah.
The fudge word, you're out on.
Yeah. That's the strongest one.
You go fudge, you're out.
Yeah.
Like, you can't. You gotta drop. Right. I hear you.
I'm not saying come on and curse. We'll leave you on sometimes, but. You know.
Oh, that's great. By the way, Jerry Jones will be drafting alone tonight.
That's just awesome.
I'm shocked that Stephen Jones is not with him. He's not allowed with his son over for the draft? How's that?
I don't know, but can I read you a quote from Jera?
Yeah, please.
This is on Pro Football Talk. And he makes a joke, but I'm sure he's also kind of serious. He goes, one of the things I'm not going to miss is when I came out of those draft rooms over the weekend, my old shins used to have big old bruises on them, Jones said. That was from Stephen kicking me under the table for 3 straight days relative to some of our decision-making.
I love it. He's kicking him under the table. What are you doing, Dad? What are you doing? Now he's like, I'm alone in my house, yes, in my mansion.
Now, in the article, makes a good point that Stephen Jones was the one that convinced him to take Zach Martin instead of Johnny Manziel. So good work by Stephen Jones there.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, that's great.
I wonder, you know, Jerry has a glass of Johnny Walker. And he goes, you know what? Screw this, Dak Prescott. And he's going to draft another quarterback.
I like that, Tua.
Take all my picks.
Yes. That's a great story.
He's a hoss, man.
But he is a hoss. Yeah, because he's from Texas. He should say hoss.
He's a hoss.
You're from Mullica Hill. You don't say hoss. All right?
Oh, man, there's farms around there, especially when I was growing up.
Right, but it's still not hoss country. Hoss, H-O-S-S, is Texas. You know what's going into Baxter today? Hoss. All right, I'm putting the Eagles, that 95, let's look at the drafts that go into Baxter. The 95 draft, definitely going into Baxter. I would put the 96 draft into Baxter, but we got to at least get Dalk out of it, right? I will tell you, though, the 97 draft is almost Baxter as well. I mean, we got some Baxters coming. You know what I'm saying? We got some Baxters.
They can fit a lot of draft prospects.
All right. A lot of these drafts going into the Baxter bag, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster to bag, sold at Home Depot and Lowe's, just $29.99. I mean, it's tremendous. The bag's the bag. Because it does the job of the big metal dumpster eyesore, but it's a bag. And it's got the strength of the metal dumpster. And if you clean up, man, whether you got, you know, the basement, the garage, you're doing a home project, like, you know, adding on a room for your mother-in-law, something like that. Whatever it is, use the Baxter bag. Go to thebaxter.com to find the store nearest you. As Anthony Gargano told you, clean it all up with the Baxter dumpster in the bag.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
B75 The Fanatic.
All right. Okay. It's Cuz Radio with Chunis right here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Keyword coming up at noon. Dan Klecko at 1. Sal Powell at 1:30. And once again, thanks for everybody for last night. So, Chunis, Sal Powell and I did the a Zoom call.
Yes, and I heard fantastic reviews.
The people, it always comes down to the people. And we had great people on, and it was so much fun. And it really is cool, man. And Sal and I had a blast. And thanks to our sponsor, 19 Crimes Wine. They're fantastic. And Philly Sports Trip. So it was really cool, man. We had a good time.
That's a cool, cool Zoom call.
Yeah, man. I like it. I did one earlier, and that was fun, man. That was a really cool one. So I appreciate that. All right, Tunis. Before we get to the keyword and everything else, and we got a couple calls I want to get to. I'll tell you what, let's go to a couple calls, and then we'll continue with the mock. Let's go to Mark in Boston. Mark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's up, brother?
Happy draft eve.
Yeah, man.
Happy draft day.
Here we go, baby.
Can't come soon enough, man. All right, so Mike, anyone ever think that we need like a new guard to replace Seumalo, starting guard at all? It's kind of the weak link, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Maybe like we could replace him in like the later rounds, but Ant, do you think it's what do you think it would take to get where we need to go in order to grab one of the blue chippers? What do you think that would take?
You know, funny. There's a formula for it for trading up to each number. And in fact, if you go to ourlads.com, it's one of my favorite football sites. They actually have the formula. That's listed, and you can see all the what it is. So what GMs do is they go by that formula, and then it's what you're trying to do, and then also is it a hot spot, right? Are there other teams vying to get up? Like if you look at when we're doing our mock, right? We got the Lions picking at 3, so we know that Miami wants the tackle, and they want Thomas. And the Giants want Thomas. So they're in a great spot where the Giants are picking 4 and the Dolphins are 5, so they can then leapfrog and trade with the Lions. So therefore, the price goes up. So, you know, it's a long way of me saying start with a 2 and then go from there.
I'm not sure if I feel comfortable with that or not, unless we have a guarantee that we're going to get CeeDee Lamb, unless we have a guarantee we're going to get Henry Ruggs, or, I mean, Justin Jefferson. I mean, you hear about these guys, but there's you know, who knows which one is really going to be the best. Also, to answer your earlier question, I think the drop-off between Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz is not drastic. I actually think Dallas Goedert is better after the catch.
I do, too. And what we saw, now listen, Ertz is money, catches money, got great hands, the whole thing. But I think you're right. I mean, after the catch, man, Goddard's a load.
He is. I think he's a better athlete. I mean, obviously Zach has great hands, but he's getting up in age. And look, man, if we had to trade Zach to get a reliable, you know, starter, I mean, I think we're iffy at safety. I mean, we're obviously our linebackers are iffy. He always for some reason Howie just kind of always leans on defensive tackles or defensive ends, and it's like I wish he would kind of, you know how other GMs spread out the love around other positions, you know,
yeah,
other organizations kind of focus on I don't know why Howie just kind of focuses on that every single year instead of kind of like, you know, spread out the love a little bit. Secondary is more important in this league than ever before.
Yeah.
And offensive line, we need to replenish the offensive line, man. Guys are getting
close. I agree with you. And I wonder, especially, and we're going to have Sal Powell a little bit later on today, brother, to your point, he does not like Dillard. He hears a lot of bad stuff about Dillard. And the other guy, you just have to wonder about a center with the Kelsey. How long is Kelsey going to be here for?
Exactly. Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson are so unbelievably amazing at their positions. But in terms of the left side of the line, JP's gone. He was aging. We need to revamp that left side and build depth because these guys get hurt. You saw the injury bug, man.
Yes.
We need to spread the love around, and I think sometimes he loves to take those defensive tackles and the defensive ends, and it's like I wish he would spread it around a little bit. You know, we need a lot of help, man. So receiver is obviously the glaring hole. We got to fill that, and then after that, I think they need to just kind of restock the groceries. You know
I'm with you. Let me give you a draft to grade. Are you ready? Well, how old are you?
I fell off.
Oh, man. He fell off?
Yeah.
Damn. All right, because I want to make sure that they... I know you got the quick trigger finger over there, but make sure that...
No, he fell off.
You sure?
No.
I know you hung. I mean, what, I've been born yesterday?
Been around a long time.
You've been doing that a lot lately. Don't think I didn't, not even noticed. You're in the studio. You control the buttons. I'm in my living room.
I know the conversation was still going.
Just know this. I want to give them a draft to grade.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
So before you get rid of them, let me at least engage you with that. But I appreciate your help. Let's go to number 9, Tunis. So now we got the Jags. Now, do the Jags trade out or Derek Brown is sitting there? What did the Jags do?
I mean, it's interesting because
they need a lot of help. Like they're in a completely rebuilding team.
Yeah, they really are. And the Ngakoue situation is crazy, right? So it looks I don't know what's going on. They don't want to trade him. He obviously wants out. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure he'll hold out if he is still with Jacksonville. So do you start planning moving forward to sort of beef up that defensive line again? So maybe Derek Brown makes sense, but you're right. I mean, they are in rebuilding mode. They're another team that could go anywhere. Yeah, they could trade out and they could go anywhere.
They could easily trade.
Like I like some of the receivers they have. I like them. I don't love any of the receivers they have. Fournette, right? Like who knows about Leonard Fournette? You're not going to take a running back at 9, but you could move back and get one of the better running backs in the draft. Yeah. So they are a team that is another one where you go, wow, I don't know if they stay at 9.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, you know?
But then who would move up to 9? And for what?
Or you would move up for what? You would move up for a quarterback? Is somebody moving up to get Tua at 9? Because I don't know that you're moving up for Brown, are you?
No, I don't think so.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.